The new research says that while oceans are constantly fluctuating in temperature, these days they are getting hotter a lot more often.
In that 60-year difference, we saw an increase in over 50% of the number of marine heatwave days that you could expect across the globe in any one year.
Dan Smale works for Britain's Marine Biological Association. He says that while marine heat waves aren't uncommon, they're becoming more common because in many places, climate change is raising the average temperature of ocean water.
There's natural fluctuations in temperature in the oceans and the atmosphere. But when they happen now, because of background global warming and ocean warming, when they happen, they tend to occur in regions that have become much warmer in recent decades, and so the starting point for these events is much hotter than it used to be.
The result is that the plants and animals that live in these areas are having trouble dealing with the increased heat.
Where the heat waves are really intense or really long-lasting, then we've seen large-scale die-offs of these foundation species and consequent changes in entire ecosystems.
Seagrass and kelp are particularly sensitive, and like coral reefs, these kelp forests are huge islands of biodiversity. And when they get stressed, the whole system suffers.
We've seen in the Mediterranean, where they've lost loads of seagrass, huge changes in biodiversity and ecosystem structure. And similarly in Australia, on both the east and the west coast, we've seen large-scale loss of kelp forest habitat, marine forests, and that's led to large-scale losses of biodiversity and changes in function.
The solution, of course, is to stop the climate change that is driving the warming.
If we really want to mitigate the effects of these marine heat waves, we need to quite urgently reduce greenhouse gas emissions and move away from a carbon-based economy.
Seaweed and kelp also act as carbon sinks, soaking up a lot of the excess carbon we're pumping into the atmosphere. So keeping these forests intact, Smale says, is a big part of fighting climate change. Kevin Enix, VOA News.